This chazor was a chenish b'chach chesu shagam Rabbi Yehuda mesechus chulin daf mem aleph. The Gemara had quoted the ruling of Rav Nachman of Amram Yitzchak, who argued with Rav Huna and said that a person who shechs someone else's animal for avodah zarah will not make it aser because a person can't make aser something that doesn't belong to him. The Gemara asked on this and answered. The Gemara now continues to ask on this ruling. Yes, our mission said, if two people hold a knife and shecht an animal together and one had a mind for avodah zarah, the shechita is possible. Presumably this refers to where the other person is to one of the people on the animal, and the mission is saying that it's possible even if the other person is the one who intended for avodah zarah. Mar says, no, mission is discussing whether two people are partners or shutzfim in the animal. Gemara mission says someone makes someone else's produce tame or mixes it with truma or makes a yayin esech. Then if he did it b'shoygig is part, if he did it b'meziz chayiv, we see that a person can make someone else's wine into yayin esech. And Gemara's mission again is talking about where he was a shutuf in the wine. Gemara said it seems to be machlekes tanoim. Bryce says if a guy poured the wine of a yid while not in the presence of a avodah zarah, the Tanakhama says it's still aser. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezer say it does not become aser for two reasons. Number one, it only becomes aser when done in front of a avodah zarah. That's how a yayin esech works. Number two, a person can't make aser something that doesn't belong to him. So you see clearly, that's what he holds. Rav Nachman of Amram Yitzchak would say that even according to the view that a person can make something usher that does not belong to him, like the Tanakhama of the Braisa, that's only true of a guy, because his intent for avodah zarah must be taken as true. However, in our case, where it was a yid who had the intent, we would say that the yid only intends to bother the owner and therefore not truly intend for the avodah zarah and therefore not become usher. For that, Gemara, our Mishnah said, if two people hold a knife and shecht an animal together, and one had a mind for avodah zarah, the shechita is possible. This is talking about two yidin, and we see that we don't say he just intended to bother the person. He actually meant for avodah zarah. Mara says the mishnah is discussing where the yid is a mumer. When a yid for a mumer, of course, we have to treat the intent as actual for actual avodah zarah. A mishnah says zakti gemara that someone makes someone else's produce tamei or mixes it with truma. Or makes a yayin esek, if he did it b'shoigig, he's potter. If he did it b'meizid, he's chayiv. This is talking about two yid, and we see we don't say he only intended to bother the other person. We treat it as true yayin esek. Mar says the mission is also discussing a yid who is a mummer, and that's why we treat it as an intent for actual avodah zarah. What is the halacha if a yid says he's going to shecht someone else's animal for avodah zarah, and we then warn him that it's a capital offense, and he accepts the warning? Do we say that if he does it anyway, so he still only means to bother the person, or do we say he actually means to shecht for avodah zarah? So, and for the Gemara, Rashi said, someone who realizes that it's a capital offense and continues anyway is certainly a mummer, and his intent would therefore have to be taken as true intent for avodah zarah. Zak, the next Mishnah, we may not shecht into seas or rivers, so people shouldn't say shechting for the malach in charge of these seas and rivers, or into kalim, because it looks like he's catching blood to use to avoid the zara. However, one may shecht into a small pool of water, or if he's on a boat, he may shecht onto a keli from which the blood will then run into the water. We may never shecht into a pit at all. However, one may dig a pit in his house so that blood will flow into it. To explain this in the Gemara, Mishnah ends off, one should not do that in the market so as not to support the ways that it's a dukim. Okay, for the Gemara, we don't allow shechting into bodies of water because people will say that he's shechting for the malach. We should similarly not allow shechting into a pool of water because people will think he's shechting into his reflection in the water. As Gemara Rav said, the Mishnah is talking about cloudy water into which one cannot see his reflection. Mishnah then said, Ein shechtin luguma v'chulu. In fact, the Mishnah says, we never allow shechting into a pit. Then it says, you are allowed to dig a pit in the house to allow blood to flow into it. In fact, Abaye said, the earlier part of the Mishnah refers to a pit in the market. In fact, Rav, yes, the end of the Mishnah says that one may not dig a pit in the market for this purpose. This shows the earlier part of the Mishnah is not talking about a pit in the market. In fact, rather, Rav said, the Mishnah means to teach that if one wants to keep his chatzu clean from the blood, he should make a groove which will allow the blood to flow into a pit. However, this may not be done in the market because it supports the way of the tzedukim. And Abraisa says like Rava. Zok the next Mishnah. If a person shechts an animal of chulin outside the azara for the sake of an oila, of a shlamim, of an ashim toloi, of a pesach, or of a taida, the shechita is possible. As exerted, that someone may think that the person declared it kadosh and was now shechting a carbon outside the azara. If Shimon said it's kosher, he's not concerned about people that are going to give people a false impression, not afraid of Meir Zion. If two people held a knife and shechted an animal together and one shechted for the sake of one of these things listed above, and the other intended for a permitted thing, the shechita is possible. The Mishnah continues, if you shechted for the sake of a chatos, of an ashim, of a bechor, of a meiser, or of a tmura, the shechita is kosher, because these are not voluntary kabbalas, and therefore no one will think that the person declared it as Kaddish. General rule is, if you shechta for the sake of something that can be given as a neder and a dover, it's also, if you shechta for something that cannot be given as a neder and a dover, the shechita is kosher. Shechta gemara, nashim tali is not something that can be given as a neder and a dover. After Rabbi Yechon said, the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Lazar, who says that one may donate a nashim tali every day. Shechta gemara, Pesach is not something that can be given as a neder and a dover. It's a set time that has to be brought. After Rabbi Shaya said, the Pesach is different because it can be designated as at any point during the year. Rabbi Yana said, the Mishnah means to say that these are also only when the animals have no mum. However, if they have a mum, everyone could see, and therefore they'll know that it's not being offered as korbanos. Rabbi Yochanan said, even with a mum, it would be aser, because there sometimes can be something that blocks the mum and makes it that the people could not see it. Mishnah then said, hashreichet l'shem chatas. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's only kosher if this person was not chayev chatas. If he was, the people who see this can think that he's shechting for the sake of his chatas. If he was shechting for the sake of the chatas that he was anyway chayev to bring, then he would have said he's shechting for the sake of my chatos, not for the sake of a chatos. Rabbi Bo said, the mission is discussing the case where Taka said he's shechting for the sake of my chatos. Mishnah said the shame temura. Rabbi Loza said it's only kosher if he did not have another carbon already designated in his house from which he could have made a temura. If he did, people would think that he's Taka making a temura and now he's shechting it. But he didn't say he's shechting for the sake of a temura of my carbon. Rabbi Bo said, yeah, you'd say the mission is talking about where he did say so. Mishnah then said, Zaklal. What does it come to include? And Fekmar comes to include someone who shechts for the sake of an oila of a nazir, that's also as well. We would think that since he is not known to be a nazir, shechita would be kosher. Mishnah therefore teaches people may say that the person has accepted the nazirs privately. Mishnah then said v'she'ein nidav v'nidav. Mar said this comes to include one who shechts for the sake of an oil of a woman who gave birth and teaches that it's kosher. Rabbi Loza says this is only true if the shechit was not married. If he was married, people may think that he's shechting it for taka for her oila. Fekma, he didn't say shechting for the sake of the oila of my wife. Rabbi Loza said the case is that he did say that. Fekma pshita that it's also if he's married. Mar says we would have thought to say that if she gave birth, we would have known about it. Mishnah therefore teaches that people may say that she must have miscarried nabach, and therefore they did not hear about it, and the animal is an actual oila. So that's why, kamash molon. Had the loch perikah, shoichet.